My name is Jean-Ric Bézère. I'm born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and I've lived in America for most of my life. And I'm participating in the Radical Presence exhibition with the work entitled Negerhosen 2000, or in German, Negerhosen 2000. The title of the work is a portmanteau merging Lederhosen with Neger, a word Germans use for nigger. Negerhosen 2000 emerged from having been racially attacked here in Berlin in the late 1990s. It was my creative counterpunch to a complex situation of ethno and cultural projections. I returned to New York and plotted out an artistic strategy to present or represent my body on German soil, using the clichés that non-Germans have of Germans. The main transformation of these handmade Lederhosen is using a leather approximating Caucasian skin tones and blonde hair details throughout, the use of narcissus flowers as opposed to edelweiss, for instance, and hair on the hat, and cowbells around my neck. It's neither camouflage nor masquerade, but rather an assertive exhibitionistic display that fetishizes elements of ethnographic identities and historical details. The photos and ephemera of Negerhosen 2000 function as the traces of an encounter and the dissemination of the experience into something else, be it beer coasters or billboards or sea prints or other types of ways of expressing. In Negerhosen 2000, the public serves as the primary photographer. The viewer captures and expresses an authenticity of first-person experience or create a facsimile of what he or she believes that to be. The images are from their camera or utilizing mine to capture and direct their point of view. Photography in this case is used as a bit of a shorthand, and in this way it allows the audience a role. The viewers are the documenters, the witnesses who testify, and they are also the collaborators who create the initial evidence of a memorable and surprising encounter. I'm particularly interested in fostering situations where there is a non-passive participatory role for the audience. This is, I think, very, very important for the viewer to understand that there's an aspect to performative work in which the artist is not fully aware of what will come from it, that it too is a bit of a laboratory. And many of the pieces that came from this, whether it's the coasters or the billboards or the sea prints, etc., were not premeditated works from the outset, but in fact that grew with the experience of dealing and connecting with people throughout these different cities. My work tends to shift into different mediums. So I don't consider myself either a photographer or a performance artist or a painter, a whole list of things that I use in my work. I mean, to some degree, I've used the term conceptual artist because it seems to cover a great deal of ground. When I use photography, I'm using photography in a very specific way, as in this particular case, an issue of point of view. When I use performance in this particular case, it's not just for the experience, but it's also a means to an end to create conversation, however comfortable or uncomfortable that may be. So I think what's important is for the viewer in general of this work and my other works to understand that the art experience functions on many different levels of possibility. It can be as grandiose as something that is 4, 5, 6, 60 meters in length as a rather monumental work, or it can be as discreet as something that slips up while you're having a beer or a coffee and getting drunk with a number of friends, and whoops, there comes an artistic, poetic moment in which there's a certain wisdom that emerges into the space.